This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X1075.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. After all being ridiculed yesterday for our outfits, everyone shows up today pretty well put together.
Yeah. I'm wearing a dress. I have heels on.
Yep. I've got a collared shirt.
Yeah.
Freshly dry cleaned. And Mahoney has busted out the old tried and true maroon Tommy Bahama shirt.
This is red, man.
It's maroon.
It's like a... I think it's maroon.
It's like a darker, more purple. You're wearing more of a maroon.
That's more of a
maybe
maroon.
But that's getting
like
pretty close.
Maybe
to
a crimson red.
Crimson red. Okay, sure.
Blood we'll red.
Crimson red. But what's
colorblind son of a bitch.
What's really nice about his shirt is that I'm trying to compliment your dumb shirt. Just give me a second here, okay?
Okay. Well.
Wow.
You have the kind of opaque leaves as well that you can barely see on the shirt, they're definitely printed on there. Mm-hmm. It's nice.
Can you see like the outline?
It's a special type of printing on this silk to keep these colors so vibrant.
Good.
Well, it is vibrant and for sure.
That's right. It's making me vibrate.
Oh, God.
So some good news and some bad news to start the show today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Why don't we start with some bad news?
I cannot believe this one. Emma, a healthy dog, a Shih Tzu, was euthanized to fulfill her late owner's dying wish that the dog be put down and laid to rest with her.
What?
The dog was fine, and they killed the dog because the owner's like, I want to be buried with my dog. You loser.
Nah. That's a poor dog. Nice. If it's healthy.
So the dog arrived at the animal shelter in Virginia on March 8th, where she stayed for 2 weeks after her owner's death. During that time, the shelter was in contact with the executor of the dead woman's estate trying to keep the dog alive. On March 22nd, the executor of the owner's estate came to the shelter to get the dog, and they said, nope, it's time to put the dog down so that way she can be buried with the owner.
So a literal executor.
Yes. Yeah.
Aw, poor puppy.
Yep. She was euthanized and then taken to a pet cremation center in Richmond, Virginia. Couldn't they have just given her some other ashes?
Yeah, she's not going to know. She's
like
dead.
If you like took the dog and actually buried the whole dog, at least like there's a thing there where like I want to hold my dog for eternity.
Like stuff it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Taxidermy
whatever.
The thing.
Yeah.
Fine.
If it died of natural causes. Like if you had your dog taxidermied after they passed and you want to be buried with your taxidermy dog, whatever. Fine.
Good for you.
But a live dog? Nah, man.
No, that's
like
sad.
I feel like they should... Something should happen to the people who were carrying out these wishes of this crazy person.
Well, it's not a legal issue, but certainly it's a...
It feels like animal cruelty,
it's a moral issue.
Right?
Yeah, it's a moral issue.
Does.
But in Virginia, pets are considered personal property, so...
Oh, so there's just like, it's a thing.
There's no recourse, but I can't imagine what this family is going to have to go through now. I don't know who the person is that died. Don't really care, but... Whoever this person is that died.
She's an a-hole.
Right.
First off, you're selfish.
I'm glad you're dead. Because if you're like, you know what? I want my dog to die at the same... What are you? Are you an Egyptian pharaoh where like all your wives have to be buried with you? Like,
wait, was that a thing in Egypt?
I don't know if it was
their cats buried.
That's a thing. Yeah.
Well, like they had to be buried with you after they passed?
No, no.
Or like they'd just get killed whenever you died?
Some of them.
Jesus.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. I can't cite... Which specific ones right now?
Because
my history is a little foggy. Uh-huh. But I know that's a thing.
Wow.
I saw it on the mummy.
It's a good thing we don't live in that.
All of a sudden, this lady didn't seem so bad anymore. I mean, it's just her dog, not 32 wives. It's fine. God. And some good news today. I think this is good news. 6 students were recognized for having perfect attendance at the East Valley Institute of Technology. Good old Evan.
Good.
Did you ever have perfect attendance? Ever?
No, because I think I'd probably remember that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I might have won year.
They were all hoping to win a car. So the thing is like they were competing to win a car. Yeah. 6 students all had perfect attendance.
Didn't miss a single day of school.
So they all got put into the hat and they got drawn. And sure enough, a guy named Chad Wilson.
Hell yeah, Chad.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Chad.
Oh, wait, no. Chad Wilson is the interim superintendent.
Oh, okay.
He said that while many qualified, they had to choose just one to get this sweet-ass ride. And sure enough, they picked somebody. His name is Michael. He was the lucky winner
Hell
of the car.
Michael.
And when they asked him how he felt, he said, surprised, I guess. Wasn't really expecting to win today, but it's cool I did. And you're like, well, that's kind of an underwhelming response.
Yeah, like you just won a car.
And then you realize what kind of car it was.
What was it?
It was a PT Cruiser.
Okay.
Oh.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
They have not made a PT Cruiser since 2010.
So the...
Really?
The latest model it could be is a 9-year-old PT Cruiser.
They have one for sale on CarMax. 35,000 miles, $8,500.
$8,500?
Does that seem high?
That's a little high.
It is a little bit.
For a 10-year-old car?
Yeah. For a 10-year-old PT Cruiser.
Yeah.
Scale that back, man. $5,200. Best offer.
A pack of Newports.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, as a man with amazing sense of style and comfort, I'd like to ask you a fashion question. How much skin is too much skin to show on a man? Like, how short should my shorts be? How do you feel about deep V-necks? I need to know. Thanks.
Message deleted.
First off, sir, you have made an excellent choice by calling Mahoney seeking fashion and life advice.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wants to live his best life, Dave, mm-hmm. you know, and the faster you can live your best life, the better. We don't know. Every day is a gift. Tomorrow could be our last. So might as well enjoy it while we can.
Sure. And this guy, a specific question, because clearly his best life is being as close to nudity as possible.
Yeah. I mean, if you own a pair of 1980s runner shorts that your dad may have been rocking, you know, and you got athletic thighs, you rock those.
I think the rule applies to guys like it does to girls. If you're good looking, there's really no thing as too much skin, right?
Yeah.
Sure.
If you're not good looking, cover it up, man. Nobody wants to see it.
Yeah.
Like if Mahoney was wearing a crop top and he had his muffin top hanging out.
How dare you?
And like booty shorts.
It would probably be a little much.
It's a bagel top.
It's a bagel. It looks like you're wearing a bagel like an inner tube.
That's right.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I feel like people are getting weirder with their pets. I know a girl, her daughter walks her guinea pig on a leash. On down the sidewalk, she walks a guinea pig. Like, what are people doing with pets? It's like a real serious thing for a lot of these people.
Message deleted.
I don't know if people are getting weirder or we just hear about more of the weird stuff more regularly because of the way that information travels.
No, people are getting weirder.
You think so?
I will agree. I think people are taking their dog ownership. Like, I love dogs. Like,
oh, yeah.
They're man's best friend. We don't deserve dogs as people. But people are like...
You're right on that, making
like gourmet meals for their dogs.
We were talking about it yesterday.
Night.
There's the movie theater in Texas that is specifically designed to bring up to two dogs with you.
Yeah.
They do have bottomless wine. Respect. But a movie theater for dogs, like a dog's not going to enjoy a movie theater experience. It's going to be too loud and dark and probably scary.
And make noise. How are you going to enjoy the movie?
And also probably not even going to watch the movie. He's not going to watch that. He's just going to be licking his butt the whole time.
You're wasting your money.
And you're going to be driving home in your Mazda Miata after the movie, asking what he thought about the plot line. He's not going to care at all.
You're like, who?
And fart in the car.
And also, if it's bottomless wine, are you even able to bring a random dog into an Uber? I don't think you can.
Oh, what are the
can you,
the rules
Ian?
About
have
that?
You brought a dog or a cat into an Uber?
That is completely up to the driver, actually. When it comes to Uber, I just know Uber's rules with that. Some drivers will allow dogs, especially service animals, but...
Well, service animals is totally different.
That's different than your drunk-ass dog that you took to the movie.
Drunk dogs, yeah, whole different story. I don't know.
What if they vomit?
Yeah, do you find the $250 if the dog's had too much Chardonnay and barfs in the back of the Uber?
Oh,
these are important questions.
Jerk dog.
Yeah. Lapping up a bunch of cheap rosé.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So the other day I was taking public transportation and this kid got on like a teenager, like maybe like 13, 14. And everyone kept telling him to hold on because it's going to move around. And he didn't. And he just wiped out in front of all of us. Everyone just busted out laughing at this kid. I kind of felt bad, but also not really.
Message deleted.
Now, when you're 13 or 14, you can take a fall.
If
you're 65 plus and you take a fall, ain't nothing funny about that.
No, it's dangerous.
Yeah, you got to like assess the situation when laughing at somebody's misfortune. Like if they're like not like really hurt,
pretty funny.
Fine to laugh. Yeah. But if like they're pretty messed up, maybe like.
Do that cough laugh.
Can you imagine if you were an EMS and you thought that injuries were hilarious?
Oh,
oh my God. Where's your arm?
Dave and Mahoney. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So there is a badass badger on the loose, and some lady is none too pleased. A badasser.
A badasser. No.
Anna Carver, 29, said she heard noises coming from her kitchen late at night and came down to find a badger that had come in through her cat door and raided her trash cabinets and freezer.
Son of a
bitch. How did you get in the freezer?
He's got hands,
man.
I
mean,
I guess. Carver said she suspected a fox was invading her home until she set up a camera because this has happened multiple times, and this bold badger didn't give a damn.
Badgers are jerks, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're not like, they're cute-ish. They're cute-ish.
Where do badgers even live? I feel like I've seen possums, I've seen skunks, I've seen porcupines, but I don't think I've ever seen a badger.
Badgers live... throughout the Southwest. There's parts of the Southwest United States, the Midwest.
Anyone here ever seen a badger?
No.
They're up in Canada.
Okay.
Japanese Missouri.
Badger?
I've never seen a Japanese
badger. Japanese badger right here.
But it's
a thing.
Okay. I believe you.
So Ford is developing a way to resolve the self-driving researchers. They're saying that it's... They want to solve the problem of there not being enough delivery drivers out there for all these packages that are now being pushed out by Amazon and by Walmart, these huge stores. They say that they're trying to develop an autonomous delivery vehicle that arrives at your house without any humans aboard.
Okay.
But the question is, who's going to carry the package to your doorstep?
Why don't they just...
Well, a robot, of course.
Why don't they just get like a package gun?
I feel like it's not going to work for fragile things.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, just yeah.
Hit your door. Aim for the doorbell.
What are those things called that they used to use back in medieval times?
Trebuchet.
They put the rock in it. And
catapult.
A catapult. Thank you.
A trebuchet. Yeah. If you had a package, much better than a catapult.
No, if you had a package catapult.
You unrefined buffoons.
No, that's what I want. I want to bring some medieval goodness back to this.
Okay.
And if you had a
catapult for idiots. It's all about the trebuchet.
What is a trebuchet?
What does it look like?
It's like a catapult times a billion.
Oh, whatever.
So it's just a big catapult.
It. No. It's the physics behind a trebuchet are much more... Like,
you
ever
just blast the package through the side of your house.
You ever see pumpkin chucking? Are you familiar with pumpkin chucking?
No, man.
You've never seen pumpkin chucking?
You've never seen that? It's awesome.
Where they chunk, like, giant pumpkins.
Oh.
Hundreds and hundreds of yards.
Yeah.
That's just a catapult.
No,
man.
That's not a catapult. That's a trebuchet.
It's kind of catapulty.
It's very catapulty.
It's a trebuchet. Look it up. Do yourself a favor today. Learn yourself something.
So NASA has secret plans in place for a lunar base and 37 rocket launches to the moon. And this is revealed online by someone hacking NASA, I guess. And so sure enough, their official plans to build a permanent base on the moon have leaked online, revealing how and when the astronauts will return for the first time in 50 years. Does it seem strange that we haven't been back to the moon in 50 years?
Our entire lifetime?
Yeah.
I think about that quite often.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Like, why would we go there? And then go back.
It's not easy.
And we got other stuff going on.
But I mean, did you not see Apollo 11?
No.
Or Apollo 13?
Apollo 13?
It's
Apollo 13, yeah.
Well, Apollo 11 had some issues, too.
The prequel.
That was this direct-to-DVD.
that actually came out after, even though it was a prequel. It starred Colin Hanks instead of Tom Hanks.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Do you like Colin Hanks as an actor?
He killed it in Dexter for me.
He was awful in Dexter. He was so bad.
Never again.
I can't get past that.
Nope.
And that was, what, like 15 years ago?
It was a while ago.
It was a long time ago, and he was so bad as the bad guy in Dexter that I just can't ever take him seriously in anything he does again.
Trebuchet is a catapult, by the way. It's a type of catapult.
Thank you.
Dave and Mahoney.
Sylvia, if you'd be so kind, could you please read that again about trebuchets and catapults, please?
So it is important to note, therefore, that catapults do more things than trebuchets do.
And?
Because catapult covers a fairly wide range of machines, it's accurate to say that trebuchets have a longer range than a catapult when projecting stones.
Which is important
however,
when you're sieging a castle
however,
or a town.
A trebuchet is a type
yes.
of catapult.
Yeah.
But it's the superior.
It is just a type of catapult.
It's like I could throw something and all of a sudden I'm a catapult.
No,
trebuchets
it's like saying,
are specific
siege engines. It says right here, trebuchets.
It's like saying the Accord is a type of Honda and you're like, no, Accords are better than Hondas.
That's
you're like,
not,
no, they're the same
not,
thing,
no,
you dummy.
No,
it's the
same coming up next on the David Mahoney Morning Show.
I hope you get in a time machine and go back in time and start spreading this trebuchet propaganda and they do what they do.
You're the one spreading trebuchet propaganda.
They will tar and feather you, my friend.
I will die a martyr.
St. Dave.
St. Dave.
Of the catapult. All right.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present, Are You Smarter Than a Community College Dropout? On X107.5.
Kyle is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Good. Do you feel like you can beat Mahoney today in Are You Smarter?
That's easy.
Oh, isn't it?
Wow.
Is it,
Kyle?
He hasn't won since 2017.
No, I've won several times. Yeah. And here's the thing. You two continue to cheat and give the answers away and
conspire against
me like a foreign government invading this sovereign land.
There's nothing sovereign about your land, sir. Will you please leave the studio?
It's a trebuchet, though.
Thank you. He does agree with the trebuchet.
What do you mean you agree with the trebuchet? It's a type of catapult.
It's way better than a catapult.
It's the same thing. They're the same thing.
Yeah, it's a type.
Kyle.
A Corolla is way better than a Toyota.
I forgive you, Kyle. Good luck. I may just throw this one.
Oh, sure you will. Sure you will. Get out of here.
All right.
He took
a Starburst.
He turned around. Because he left a Starburst on the counter.
It's a yellow
one. He was leaving the studio. It was a yellow one. It was even a pink one.
No, like the red or pink one.
What a monster. All right. So there is a total of 6 questions today, which means you do get one pass. I would encourage you to use your pass sooner rather than later if you do not know an answer. Best of luck to you today. If you get one right today, you'll hear the screaming eagle of success. If you get it incorrect, it's the disapproving pony. You are trying to get more correct than Mahoney. If you guys tie, the win will go to you still because tie goes to the listener. Yeah. Okay.
Awesome.
Question number 1. Dracula lived in Transylvania. What modern day country can Transylvania be found in?
Slovakia.
No. Romania is the correct answer there. Romania. Released in 1984, starring Patrick Swayze, what was the first movie to receive a PG-13 rating?
Dirty Dancing.
No. Red Dawn. Red Dawn is the correct answer. What British lead singer was born Farouk Balsura in 1946?
Freddie Mercury.
There you go, on the board.
Yeah.
All right, coming back alive here. What is the first console video game that allowed the game to be saved? The first console video game that allowed the game to actually be saved.
Oh, boy.
You do still have a pass if you want to use it.
I'll use the pass.
All right. So the correct answer there is The Legend of Zelda. The Legend of Zelda. But that's a tough one. All right. So you have 1 correct, 2 incorrect, 2 more to go. No more passes. A sounder is the term used to refer to a group of what type of animal? A sounder.
Sounder. Let's go with... Squirrel.
Nope. This is what you get for agreeing with Mahoney.
You jinxed yourself.
Yeah.
With a trebuchet. I would have cheated for you like I do all the other contestants.
But nah, not this time.
All right. Final question. In the human body, what is the hallux? The hallux.
Hallux.
Oh, boy.
Can I phone a friend?
No.
No.
Just make a guess. It's over, man. Just make a guess.
Anything.
Your throat.
Throat is incorrect. It's the big toe. So you got 1 correct, but don't worry. Mahoney is also an idiot, so maybe you still have a chance.
Were these hard today?
Yeah, maybe.
Okay. No.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, Mahoney has entered the studio. Have a seat, Mahoney. How was your Starburst?
Delicious.
Yummy?
Yeah.
I would say yellow, one of the finest flavors in all the package.
You take it back.
No, yellow's great.
Yellow's not great.
I go yellow.
It tastes like dish detergent.
Yellow, pink.
You put yellow above pink?
Yellow, pink, red, orange.
And a third?
No, it's definitely pink, orange, red, yellow.
How did Chad do?
His name is Kyle.
Whatever.
And he did great.
Sounds like a Chad.
There is I thought you were buddies with him 3 seconds ago.
You forgave him.
All right. So here we go. We've got a total of 6 questions today. There is a pass. Okay. All right. Dracula lived in Transylvania. What modern day country can Transylvania be found in?
Pass.
All right. Romania is the correct answer there. So you've used your pass. Here we go. The next 5 you must answer. Released in 1984, starring Patrick Swayze, what was the first movie to receive a PG-13 rating?
Dirty
In 1984?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, boy. What is that movie called?
5 seconds. Three.
Roadhouse.
Two, no.
No, it's the one with Emilio Estevez and Tom Cruise, isn't it?
Red Dawn.
Oh.
Red Dawn.
I'm way
I know what you're talking about.
Really?
What British lead singer was born Farouk Bulsara in 1946?
What was that start?
Farouk Bulsara.
What was the question leading to
what
that?
What British lead singer was born with the name Farouk Bulsara in 1946?
No idea. These questions are so stupid. You've outdone yourself.
No, I haven't.
Stupid questions.
How did you not know?
Kyle, also known as Chad, got that right. Correct answer there, Freddie Mercury.
Okay.
Freddie Mercury.
Well, because somebody saw Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, that's right.
I did not.
What was the first console video game that allowed the game to be saved? The first console video
Zelda.
Game. Zelda is actually correct. Way to go, Mahoney. Good shoe with getting a point finally.
Still stupid ass questions.
A sounder is the term used to refer to a group of what type of animal? A sounder.
A sounder?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like a whale?
No.
A pack of whales, right?
Not a pack of whales.
No. What?
No, it's pigs. Pigs, boar, or wild swine.
This is people are playing along in their cars.
No, I get it, but...
These are dumb questions.
They're not dumb
literally
questions.
Literally so stupid.
They are not.
Do you think maybe it's not the questions,
no.
But the contestant?
Hey, Chad, how many did you get?
His name is Kyle, and don't answer that question.
You can't.
Fifth and final question for you. In the human body, what is the hallux?
I'm not even gonna dignify that with a response because this has literally been the worst game of Are You
No,
Smart?
No, last time. Last week was the dumbest
you're
one.
You're just gonna get more work. That's
no,
what's
because
happen.
You would complain wait,
no,
if he didn't. Yes,
Ian would come up
when
with
he does the spelling bee contest, no, you bitch about
no,
that.
No,
I thought these were fantastic questions.
You would have got zero.
You
would have got zero.
You and Chad/Kyle both got one correct. That means he wins.
That's how you know these were dumb questions. Hey, Kyle or Chad?
It's Kyle.
Whatever.
Kyle.
Were these or were these not stupid questions?
They are very stupid. I'm
oh, shut up, Chad.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, DontBeBroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative, X107.5.
All right, Chad, that means that you get to go see Brightburn, which is out in theaters this weekend. Evil has found its superhero. Congratulations. Also, a $100 AMC gift card for getting as many correct as Mahoney. Yeah.
This was. I'm sorry you had to sit through this. I'm sorry for everybody who's driving to work right now.
Both of you are underwhelming as could be.
Zero.
No, you wouldn't. He would have gotten it.
Four or five out of these.
Would
easy.
He would have.
I probably would have gotten all six.
Go.
Genius.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trap.
Well, chalk this one up as one that I didn't see coming. Natalie Portman and Moby are arguing publicly about whether or not they ever dated.
That seems random.
Yeah. Moby saying, oh, yeah, no, sure we did. And Natalie Portman saying, no, bro, we sure didn't.
How
then,
did this even
and
become
then Moby,
an argument?
Wait, Moby claps back with, oh, yes, we did. Here's a picture of me shirtless standing next to you.
Yeah.
While you're wearing a shirt.
That grin of his is just so creepy, too.
She then claps back and calls him a creepy old guy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It's really not that... I mean, she's 37, he's 53. I mean, it's not that big of an age difference.
So, in his autobiography, he recalled meeting her when she was 20. He was 33. She said that it's not true that they met when she had just turned 18, not long after she graduated high school in 1999. He posted, quote, I completely respect Natalie's possible regret in dating me. To be fair, I would probably regret dating me too, but it doesn't alter the actual facts of our brief romantic history. Moby also described in his book how he had high hopes for a night of vodka and sex with Lana Del Rey in 2006 when she was 20 and he was 50.
Okay.
He claimed they kissed after a date, but that she declined sex because she had heard that he was promiscuous.
Moby's a hoe?
Moby's a hoe. Hobie.
Hobie.
Which, again, like, I wouldn't think to, like, when I think of Moby, I don't think of promiscuous, you know?
Well, you think nerd.
Yeah.
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 Like, when you think, like, so here's just to, like, try to, like, visualize this, like, how different they are. Lenny Kravitz is 54. Moby is 53. Lenny Kravitz. Like, if this was a story about Lenny Kravitz, like,
you'd be like, of course, but Lenny Kravitz would never talk about sleeping with Natalie Portman because she'd be like the 300th hottest woman he's ever been with.
Exactly.
Like, whatever. Moby also, you know, talked about a number of other things in his autobiography, but this is the thing that people have latched onto. They're like, the rest of your life's not so interesting, but you bang Natalie Portman really well.
Did he, though? Do you think? I mean, but if you were going to put that in a book, shouldn't you have receipts?
Yeah, I mean, you have to have more than a picture of you shirtless next to her while she's wearing a t-shirt. It just looked like she was maybe backstage at a concert or something.
Maybe.
I don't know. I also don't know why Moby would lie about that. So, Wendy Williams has been going through it. We all know that. Has divorced her husband, Kevin Hunter, after he impregnated his mistress, allegedly.
Which Wendy said, don't do that.
She said that's the one rule. Don't knock up your mistress.
That's the one rule?
Yeah, that was the one rule.
He knocked up his mistress and bought her a Ferrari.
Oh, God.
Whoops.
So wait, buying the Ferrari, cool, but knocking up, that's a step too far.
That was a boundary.
Well, now he has been fired because he was an executive producer on her show. So he's been fired from that. He's asking for spousal support now, even though he was the one that was cheating on her, knocking up the mistress and buying her a Ferrari. And now his son is none too pleased about it all. Kevin Hunter Jr. punched his dad in the face the other day.
So it sounds like a real Tommy Lee situation we got going on.
Things are going great in the Hunter family.
I mean, I don't understand this. Like, if you are a dude and your baby mama says, do anything, and she's your breadwinner, and she says, what do you do? What you do? Just don't get some. Why don't you go get a vasectomy? Like, I don't understand that. Like, why are you doing? Why are you doing this?
Like some form of protection. Like,
it's all the same.
Because he talked himself into the idea that he was in love with this chick. And guess what? Now that she got the Ferrari repoed, and you're no longer an EP on a popular TV show, I bet that's gonna go away.
Yeah.
Good luck though.
Uh huh.
So Johnny Depp and Amber Heard back in the news today after we were talking about Johnny Depp saying that Amber Heard, you know, cut off just the tip of his finger.
Just the tip.
With a bottle.
With a bottle that she threw at him. We now have a new detail in this ongoing saga that's 4 years old now, but whatever, we're still talking about it because we keep hearing new things, and this one is a real delight. Johnny Depp, in a newly submitted court document described as a sick prank, he says that his ex-wife Amber Heard pooped on his bed and said that was the final straw in their volatile relationship.
Well, after
she pooped on his bed, he said, quote, I resolved to divorce Miss Heard.
I don't know. I'm not even mad at that. That is pretty. That's
pretty boss move.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present Jim the Bird Manhunt.
So this one hit Ian pretty hard because Jim the Birdman has become a big part of his life over these last couple of years. You've developed a real friendship with this guy, and suddenly you find out that he's back on the sauce. He starts drinking again, which he had kicked for, a couple of years?
Oh, for a while.
For a long time, yeah. And then he just disappears.
Just out of nowhere, went to go get a pack of smokes and never came back. So I went on the Jim the Bird manhunt. Talked to his neighbor. I talked to a convenience store worker. Believe it or not, I talked to a working girl, all to find Jim. And I was so, so happy to know that at least he was okay, because I always think the worst in these situations.
And he was, in fact, okay, but you were not mistaken when you estimated that he had gone missing in a serious way. He, in fact, did vanish and went clear across the continent.
He did? What?
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yep. And so this is a little compilation of all of the adventures trying to find Jim the Birdman, along with it, when you're finally reunited with him. And an important part to note here is that when you hear the guitar being played, that's actually you sitting in Jim's house, the bird nest, as we call it, with him playing guitar. He's a fantastic guitarist.
Just jamming out. He's an excellent guitarist and has quite the collection of classic guitars and amplifiers. So just that sound with the reunion with Jim just really got me emotional. So I'm really happy that we can conclude the Jim the Bird manhunt. All right, so I'm at Jim's house, but unfortunately, Jim is still not here, but I did happen upon his neighbor.
That's our guy. He's a neighbor. He picks up cans.
How are you, sir?
All right.
You didn't want to talk to me unless I bought you some sweets. How long have you lived in this building?
Lived down here?
Mm-hmm.
Long time.
What do you think of Jim, your neighbor guy, the big guy with all the pigeons?
Nah.
What do you mean by nah?
No, I don't know him that well. I haven't seen him at all.
I had heard to talk to the skinnier dude with the nice hair, so, and you do have some nice hair.
Oh, I appreciate that, man. I really do.
I'm looking for the guy who has all the pigeons. Tell me you have seen him lately.
About 2 days ago, about noon. His hair was everywhere. He was drunk at noon and on a Monday afternoon and bought beer and ran off.
I'm looking for my friend. His name is Jim.
I know Jim. He came by yesterday. All I did was touch him over his pants. That's all I did for him.
You gave him a over the pants,
That's all I could do.
The fact that you saw him yesterday, for me, this is a hot lead. If you haven't noticed by now, I have found Jim. Have you been, Jim? You have scared me.
The EBT people shifted at the days at which you get your EBT benefits.
So food stamps.
Yeah. Are staggered now.
Yeah.
So I was born in 1960, so it's a zero, so I don't get anything until the 10th. I had 10 extra days and the food ran out. All I had was birdseed, so I was eating birdseed every day. I was headed towards Atlanta, looking for Piedmont Park.
You still drinking?
No. The beer has lost all the sparkle. Beer does nothing for me anymore, and I could never drink liquor.
So, Jim, are you sticking around now? You're not going to leave us, are you? You're not going to sprout wings and go anywhere, right?
No. When I was a little kid, my mom said to my dad, she said, "You know, that boy ought to be on the stage." And my dad said, no, that's not a good idea. And she said, "Why not?" He says, "Because ham doesn't keep well under hot lights."
Ian, I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for us and for the entire area of Las Vegas. I mean, just what a treat for us to be reunited with Jim the Birdman.
And he's okay, guys. We're going to make it.
Godspeed.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You have about 2 weeks to get them all cleaned up and ready for OBC.
Oh, it's happening.
You're bringing him, right?
Oh, it's not. I don't care what Mahoney says.
Bring him to the show.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this looks pretty cool. Lee Canyon is getting a new ski lodge. It's going to be ready for winter season. They're saying it's going to be they're going to erect a 10,000 square foot lodge that will feature a heated terrace, a ski and bar, a revamped bistro, expanded restroom area. It will also feature an event space for things like weddings or corporate meetings. Hillside Lodge, as it will be known, is expected to be completed in time for the winter season, which starts, normally early December.
Sure.
Hillside Lodge is going to be a total revamp of the area that's up there right now. If you've been to Lee Canyon, which I assume that you probably have, it's fine, but it's needed an overhaul for a while.
An upgrade, and I think, the economy's been good for, the last, few years. Now's the time. And also, with the changing weather patterns that we've seen over the last couple years as well, a lot more snow.
Yep, and they Lee Canyon welcomes about 100,000 visitors each year.
That's insane.
And they're saying that this new Hillside Lodge is the biggest undertaking since the ski area first opened in 1964.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, a ski-up bar, I'm sold.
Yep.
Do I actually have to skip, or can I just go to that bar?
You can just go to the bar. Yeah.
Okay.
It's fine. So, Tourism Board has finally okayed the $48 million for Elon Musk and his boring company. They approved it yesterday, and sure enough, they're going to build an underground people mover at the Las Vegas Convention Center. So Carolyn Goodman, the mayor, was the first to kind of say, "Hey, wait a minute, let's rethink this whole $48.6 million and whether or not we actually want to give it to the Boring Company." Publicly opposed the contract with Boring, mainly, she said, because the company's lack of experience. The company was founded by Musk just a couple of years ago in 2016. However, they're saying that the people mover is going to be a big innovation for the area. And so overall, even though Mayor Carolyn Goodman objected to it, they decided to move forward. And sure enough, over $50 million will be given eventually to the Boring Company to build this.
Okay. I mean, I know you're excited about it.
That's kind of cool.
You're never going to use it once.
Well, no, because I'd.
You're never going
to
use it
Why would I
once?
Use it? I live here. I don't
maybe you might use it once just to like check it out.
I don't go to conventions that often. If I do go down there, maybe I will. You don't know.
I don't know
how I live my life.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I ain't getting on it.
They're saying up to 16 people can fit into one of the autonomous vehicles. The system is expected to be complete in time for CES in 2021.
Okay.
So
it'll be good for tourists.
A pretty quick turnaround, I would say.
Considering what they're proposing doing, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Luxury Apartments, a retail complex breaking ground at Symphony Park. The CEO and founder of Southern Land Company, along with city leaders, revealed a name and timeline for the construction of a 324-unit apartment and retail complex just north of the Smith Center for the Performing Arts. You guys know where Symphony Park is?
Not really. I know where the Smith Center is.
You know where the outlets are?
Like yes.
The north outlets? Mm-hmm. Right by that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right near the Smith Center.
Yeah. So it's all, and they've been doing a lot down there. Like they had the Discovery Children's Museum and all that. Like it's actually turning into a pretty nice area in what used to be not so great of an area. But they're putting luxury apartments down there, and they're saying that the first residents can expect to move in sometime in March of 2021. So described as luxury mid-rise apartments, they will also feature a 2,100 square foot ground level retail and restaurant space and a parking garage with nearly 450 spaces in total. The project will cover almost 500,000 square feet.
Wow.
It's also planned to have a rooftop bar, a pet park, a pool, a fitness center. It will offer studio, 1 and 2 bedroom units. In late 2017, the city agreed to sell the land, which eventually became the Symphony Park, for $4.25 million, which doesn't really seem like a whole lot of money. But they're putting some high-end stuff
that
in there.
That area is coming back. They're trying to revitalize it. I'm not mad.
You spend a lot of time down there in the Arts District. Are you glad to see luxury apartments going in, or do you feel like that kind of clashes with the vibe down there?
I don't like how they're marketing them as luxury apartments because, again, it's all going to be gentrification down there. That's my whole issue, and I hate to sound hipster with that.
You are a hipster with that. Please. Oh, darn, we're making things nice.
Fine, but not luxury.
Do you think that it takes away kind of like the charm?
I don't know if you've ever lived in an apartment. Like when they say these are luxury apartments, these aren't.
It's
luxury.
It's a normal apartment.
You're just
charging me an extra $300 a month because you called it a luxury apartment.
See, exactly. But either way, I'm happy to see the area being revived.
I'm into a rooftop bar that's not on the strip.
Sure.
That's what I feel.
Easier to get to?
Yeah.
At a random apartment complex?
I mean, it's going to be like a hotel.
It'll have a pretty cool view, I imagine.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Totally.
I mean, there's a lot of those. If you look at, like, you know, cities like Chicago or New York, there's plenty of rooftop bars.
They're at every hotel, basically. Yeah. But,
and it's not weird to go up to one.
Yeah. The strip doesn't really have that many rooftop bars, considering how good the weather is here for such a good chunk of the year. Yeah. You'd think there would be more. Because like you said, like Chicago has a rooftop bar at every hotel, and the weather there is not conducive to...
1 month. Yeah, 3 weeks.
You got 3 hours. Go out there and enjoy it.
Uh-huh.
So the CEO of Spirit Airlines says that they expect to do more business with Las Vegas, over 50 daily departures, is it?
Yeah.
The CEO, Ted Christie, sat down to talk about whether or not Las Vegas means that the discount carrier and the relationship can grow over the years. We're almost 3 times bigger than we were just 3 years ago with over 50 departures now. We continue to grow rapidly. We just announced that we're going to be flying 3 times a day from Las Vegas to Sacramento and Burbank.
Bring more people to Las Vegas. I know you don't like Spirit Airlines.
Spirit sucks.
I'm on the other end of that one, though. My only issue with Spirit is the fact that their flights are delayed a lot, and that's my biggest problem. Because
my only problem with them is that they're bad at being an airline.
No, but when it comes to sitting down on, like, when it comes to actual travel, it's really... Not that it's cheaper than Southwest. I like Southwest. That's my favorite. But if I don't have a flight with Southwest, I will choose Spirit because, one, if you just know that you're going to just pay, they have like a all-inclusive package, which gets you a good seat that's bigger than the ones on Southwest.
It drives me nuts, the nickel and diming.
But that's why you don't get nickel and dime that way. You don't. You just pay one fee. And it's still cheaper.
The CEO also in this interview is talking about how they really like that they can offer airline tickets to people who don't normally fly on planes.
Yes. What's wrong with that?
Maybe it's because I travel a lot that I don't want this experience where they're going to nickel and dime me for everything.
They're not going to
nickel and dime
you.
Your flight is always delayed. Yes, they do. That's what they do. That's their whole
ruse. If you pay for the $1 flight, of course they're going to nickel and dime you on that. But if you pay for the all-inclusive one, it's fine.
You can't carry a bag on to Spirit, can you?
You can if you pay for that.
Oh, you just have to pay for it in advance. Okay, cool. So all of a sudden, it's not...
Everything in the...
It's not more economical than Southwest after all. No, it's not. No, it's not.
When was the last time you flew Spirit?
It's been a minute.
Okay. Coming up next on the
David Mahoney Morning Show. I had a bad experience, and I choose not to go back.
That, but I'm telling you, they have an all-inclusive thing that works just fine. And the seats, for a fat ass like me, if you get the top front row one, even better.
Oh, Mahoney's in first class.
I'm riding on the front of the Greyhound. How fancy.
I get to talk to the driver.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I don't know if there's a hell, but if there is, there should be a special ring of hell for the people who fill up their water bottles at the water fountain in the gym. Like, just fill it up in the sink. Don't make me wait after a hard workout while you just fill up your bottle.
Message deleted.
I think they encourage people to do that now, so that way they're not just constantly bringing in a bunch of water bottles and throwing away, you know, like the 16 ounces. They want you to bring like your own permanent plastic water bottle and fill it up that way.
There is nothing better than when you're in an airport that has one of those like water bottle machines. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rather than trying to like angle it, like when you're trying to do the, I'm trying to fill this thing up, but it's only with the like an arced thing of water, so you can never get it totally full. And you're just trying to get that balance.
It sucks.
Just
it's too much work.
It reminds me of Indiana Jones. I'm like, you're trying to figure out how much sand that you need there before you swap it off with the idol, and you know you could walk away with that sweet hydration.
So I'm posting it right now on our Instagram at David Mahoney if you want to take a look at it. But yesterday I was at the gym and they have like these screens up there. Like, there's a bunch of TVs that just run regular television programming. But then there's like the screen for the gym where they'll like, they would serve breakfast, or we have this spin class or whatever is going on in the gym at the time. And there is, tell me this is not Fit Mahoney.
Oh my God.
There's a guy that looks exactly like Fit Mahoney that was showing people how to do exercises. And I thought it was just hysterical that this guy is your...
Oh my God, that's you.
Your evil twin brother.
Where did you post that?
I just put it on the Instagram story. So if you want to go look at it, at Dave Mahoney.
I mean, that
I'll put it on our Twitter
How do you know that's not like future me come back to be a fitness instructor?
I would take a wager on that.
You know, because what I'm doing now is just cultivating mass. So when they fire us, I'll have the stores to live off of for a while.
Smart.
So yeah, I've got that like a bear does roar. But then I'm gonna lead Dave. I'm gonna become a fitness guru. The before and after. You know,
it's like transformation.
You can't be a fitness guru if you're just fit all the time. People need an inspirational story.
They need the before pictures so that way they can appreciate the after.
Then you need those Transformation Tuesday pictures. Before and after.
I'll release all those.
I just put it up on our Twitter as well if you want to take a peek there, at Dave Mahoney.
Yes. That guy, I mean, like, hey, Dad, what are you doing? Is there something you need to tell me?
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I have this weird phobia that every time I rent a car, I'm almost afraid to look into the trunk because I feel like there's going to be a dead body in there. Like, I know there won't be a dead body, but in my mind, I feel like there's going to be a dead body.
Message deleted.
I feel like... I mean, that's a weird phobia, but
if you get in the rental car and you hear...
Well, it's not a dead body. It's a kidnapper.
Then it stops.
Probably should have helped him.
You have problems.
I mean, I feel like if you're driving around in a rental car and you make you stop at a red light quick, you know, you make that decision not to run the yellow because you're being safe.
Yeah. Sure.
You would hear like the sound of a body in a trunk would be like, doop. It'd be very like, you would hear it roll like the one little half roll and hit the wall of the trunk, and it would be a very thick bass like.
Yeah.
So I feel like you would know. There was a body in your trunk. Unless they packed it really nicely.
A well-packed body?
Yeah. They got some of that like stuff that...
That foam stuff, you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. Do you save that stuff?
I love that stuff.
Like, I may need to ship something.
It's so strange, like the things that we save. If I get bubble wrap, I'm popping every single one of those things. Of course. There's no way I'm saving
that's
that.
It's like a crime if you don't.
But if you get that foam, like if you get something like really nice, like you buy an electronic, and it's like packed in that foam, you're like, I'm going to keep this. That and the Apple boxes.
I have never once used anything with any of my Apple boxes in 10 years.
Of course you have.
And I've never used any of that foam, but I've got so much of it in my closet that I'm
just
like,
in case.
Just in case I need to ship something.
Or pack a dead body in the trunk of a rental car. Yeah.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Morning show. Let's do another ranking. Best pastas. I need each of your top three. Not pasta dishes, but types of pastas. It's a tough one. Go.
Message deleted.
Tortellini stuffed with cheese. I go fettuccine and then rigatoni.
Okay. Penne pasta at the top for me. I love penne pasta because I like when you bite into it and you get a little extra cheese or sauce in there, surprise, a little ooh.
Sure.
Is that the one with a hole in it?
Yeah. It's like at the hollow center. I love that.
Isn't the tortellini, wouldn't you think tortellini is better than penne?
Which one's tortellini?
Tortellini is the one that has cheese stuffed in it.
Well, it's too much cheese sometimes. I like to be able to regulate my cheese.
You can never have
too much cheese. You leave this country right now.
Of course, the cheesiest son of a bitch is going to argue with that.
KXTEFM HD1, Pahrump, Las Vegas. Live from the Dollar Loan Center, don'tbebroke.com studios. Your home for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show and Real Alternative. X1075.
You just kicked me out of the country?
Too much cheese.
You know what? I'll say classic spaghetti, too. Like, perfectly cooked spaghetti is pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's the little ones with, like, the spiral noodles, too? That's pretty good, too. I don't know the names of any of these names.
I know what you're talking about.
Lame-ass pastas.
What was your other one?
Rigatoni, fettuccine, and tortellini.
I don't even know what those are. I'm sure they're delicious. I love all pasta. Lasagna is pretty good, too.
It's not
pasta.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So this story is a little bit shocking, kind of gross, but the aftermath, once we started discussing it here in the studio, is what really got me.
What's that?
So a Florida man took a bubble bath in a Wendy's dish basin. You know what I'm talking about? Like those big stainless steel basins that they have in restaurants where you wash dishes and stuff.
Which, it's impressive that a whole man can fit in one of those.
It sure is. Somebody put the caption, "I suggest no one eats at the Milton Wendy's anymore," and there's the video of the guy taking a bath in there.
Oh, no.
And the official Wendy's Facebook page for the location said, "We take things like this very seriously. The franchise organization that owns and operates this location is aware, and the individual no longer works at this restaurant." So they got fired. But started talking about this with Ian before the show started today.
Mm-hmm.
He has done the same thing.
I have, but also it was not in operation. I opened up a restaurant in Wisconsin, and I actually took a bath in the old basin before we got it replaced.
Okay.
So it's not like operating the business afterwards. But yeah, you can definitely fit in one of those, and they're comfortable.
I mean, maybe I'm an outlier here. I'm not really bothered by this because it's a sink.
Yeah.
It's stainless steel, and there's bubbles in there, and there's soap. Like, you can just clean it. You just rinse it off and put some more soap in there.
But if this guy's doing this, then what else is he doing?
Yeah, I don't know. He's doing it for the gram, Dave.
Yeah. Is this an OSHA violation?
Yeah, I'm sure
that's
it is.
That's my question.
Yes.
I don't know.
Is it a what?
An OSHA violation.
How is that a hazardous workplace environment getting into a
exactly.
It's not an OSHA violation. It may be a health department violation, but not OSHA.
If this is where the dishes get washed, I don't want your nuts anywhere near.
What dishes are you using at Wendy's?
All kinds of them.
And also...
Everything.
Really? You've never, it's stainless steel, it's soap. What's the big deal?
I don't know. That's disgusting.
Can we not have your nuts near it?
Yeah.
Is that an option? Cool, thank you.
Let's just not have your nuts near it.
No.
Thanks.
No, they're nuts.
They're bringing back spicy nuggets. How do you think those are made?
Totally different. If that's what it takes, put them back in the basin.
That's right.
All right. So, Mahoney, your former home state of Missouri.
Oh, one of the most lovely places on the planet.
They had to shut down some volleyball courts at a Missouri park because people were repeatedly cutting their feet, and that's when they realized that there was knives hidden underneath the sand.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Again, what's wrong with your state, man?
I don't know. Missouri is a...
It's a special place.
It really is.
Too much meth, man.
Yeah. Get out of there.
Okay.
Please do. You know, there's some nice places there, but, man, by and large, that's not a place I would want to spend... I'm glad I'm not spending my later years in.
Well, speaking of running, how about this? The county sheriff's office said that they were trying to pull over a Ford pickup truck that ran a red light at 11:45 p.m. on May 14th. A detective activated the lights on his vehicle at another intersection. The Ford continues, ultimately stopping a couple of miles away. Deputies said the passenger, identified as Rhonda Kopenhofer, 55, had a half-full bottle of Bud Light between her legs and a crack pipe at her feet.
Hell yeah, Rhonda
with an H. Investigators also found three crack rocks of cocaine. She denied the crack pipe and the crack rocks were hers. Later, though, she said that she did buy the crack, but it wasn't hers. Uh-huh. Meanwhile, the driver fessed up to running the red light. He said it took him so long to stop the vehicle because his pants were down because he was receiving a certain type of act from Rhonda while he was driving.
Oh, it's a party.
Driving a stick shift, huh? Okay. Yeah, I'm not mad at, you know, if you're going, like, you just stick your arm out the window. Like,
one minute.
2 minutes.
Hold on. 2 minutes.
Just give me one second.
One second.
Turn those lights off. You're distracting me. I need to concentrate.
And finally, a Florida man stole a car, said he was merely borrowing it from a crackhead. I guess that doesn't fly.
Okay.
This one comes to us from Orlando. Irvin James Leffrey, 33 years old, was pulled over by the Monroe County Sheriff's Office on Monday afternoon in Key Largo. The deputy had received a radio call that a Dodge Ram that he was driving was stolen. And the license plate on the truck checked out as being the stolen vehicle. And so they went ahead and pulled him over. He told police that he did not have a driver's license. And so they said, okay, well, you don't have a driver's license and you're driving a stolen truck. He said, oh, no. You see, I didn't steal this truck. I borrowed it, quote, from a crackhead.
Checks out.
And he said it was a rock car. A rock car, he explained, referred to a vehicle that one borrows from a crack cocaine user. It's a thing.
Okay.
You see?
Okay. It's like the zip cars or it's like the crackhead Uber.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, think how much faster you'd get to your destination if there was a crackhead driving.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And you throw Rhonda in there and woo.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You know, the school year is winding down, and sometimes you're really glad to get out of school, not just because you have the freedom of summer in front of you, but because you really hate the kids that you go to school with because they torture you.
Yeah.
They make fun of you. They say mean things. What is it that you got made fun of for when you were a kid? Chris joining us this morning. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So, what was your thing?
So, when I was young, when I was a little kid, until probably about high school, people used to make fun of my last name.
What's your last name?
My name is Chris Purvis.
Chris Purvis?
I grew up in the South, and everyone used to call me Chris Pervert.
Chris Pervert.
I mean.
Yeah, it kind of sucked, and then after I hit high school, everyone stopped calling me that, but. It was just like kind of this thing that I had to get away from.
Yeah, I hear you, man.
But was it like a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Did you turn out to be a pervert? You creep?
You nasty.
No, not at all. I'm actually getting married. I moved to Vegas and met the most wonderful woman ever.
Doesn't mean you're not a perv.
Yeah, you're still watching those stepsister videos on Pornhub. Don't lie. That didn't sound like a denial. Thanks for the call, man. Elizabeth tagged the guy that did it. She said, my name, it's Elizabeth Storm. So Drew Richard has called me Elizabeth since I was in third grade.
Oh,
that's not nice. Oh, no, the storm is coming.
That's kind of funny.
I mean, his name is Drew Dick. Like, I mean, he's going to make fun of your name.
Is it really?
I mean, it's Drew Richard, so I mean, you can call him Drew Dick.
Yeah, you can't. I mean, Storm's like a badass last name.
Here comes the storm. Hell yeah, man.
Dana Pauly said I wore glasses, so I was Four Eyes. I had a retainer, so I was Sylvester the Cat. My last name is Pauly, so I was Pauly Pocket or Pauly Wants a Cracker.
You gotta, like, when you were naming your daughters, Dave, did you take into account, like, this can't rhyme with certain things or, you know, think about, like, how other kids are gonna make fun of the names?
No, I just decided I'm gonna enroll them in jiu-jitsu when they're, like, 6 years old.
Yeah.
No, that'll solve that problem. Crosby said, my height. I've always been the short kid. Nisa said, I have a lisp, so almost everything I said was made fun of. And your name's Nisa?
Oh, God.
Nitha.
Yeah, that sucks.
It's the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, more of your calls and posts coming up here in just a moment. What did you get made fun of when you were a kid for? All of us have something, right? But what was your thing? 702-791-1075. You can text us at 73100.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Now that school is winding down, you're probably, if you're a kid, glad to be getting out of school because summer's in front of you, right? Mm-hmm. But there's also times where you're like, thank God I can get away from these kids who torture me all the time.
Yeah.
I feel like as I was growing up, there was very few kids that didn't get some guff. And they were like only the most popular, like the quarterback of the football team, stuff like that. Otherwise, everyone was getting a hard time.
I feel like kids are the most ruthless bastards in the world,
man.
They are like, there's nobody meaner to other kids than kids.
Leanne said, having red hair and glasses. Oh. Now dudes specifically search for those things on porn sites. Probably the same dudes who made fun of me.
Probably,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Got a text line. Text into 73100. I think a lot of kids had this happen. I was made fun of because our family was poor.
Yep.
But after I started kicking people's asses, that stopped.
You know, I grew up in a family with six kids, yeah. Not a lot of money. I remember my mom would always want to take us shopping at Salvation Army, okay. And I used to hate going yeah. with her.
Would you be scared that like someone might see you?
Oh, terrified.
Yeah. But if they saw you, they were there too.
They were there too, but still.
You don't even think about that.
Yeah, though. Because no. Everyone's front and everyone's like, I'm here donating stuff. I'm not here shopping. Now I love thrift stores. They're great.
It's... If you could save money, you know how you become rich by not spending your money.
Yeah,
that's how it works. But when you're young, there's something like having to have that like name brand.
Oh yeah,
like I have to have a pair of Levi's. Otherwise,
did I ever tell you about the Maurice Gerbeau jeans? You remember those? The Gerbeau jeans were the ones that had the little white tag right on the fly.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
it was more of a Midwest thing. I don't know. They were huge in Minnesota where I grew up, and I remember that I went to not Salvation Army. Goodwill okay. with my mom one time, which okay. was a step
Is
up
that
from
a step
Salvation.
Up?
It was a step up okay. from Salvation Army, and I found some Gerbeaus, and I was stunned that I'd found them. But they were white ladies' jeans.
Hell yeah!
I still wore them.
Yeah,
they were way too big for me, like not even close to fitting. I actually wore them over my other pants, but I confidently strutted into sixth grade,
like the baggy-
feeling good. About because baggy pants were in back then,
yeah.
But not gigantic white ladies' pants over your pants.
How did those go?
How did they go over?
Yeah.
Not great.
Did you wear them more than once to school?
I did.
And you're owning it.
Yeah.
You're a little badass.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe you were like the skinny jeans. I was going to say maybe you started that skinny jeans fad.
Somebody looked at me and they're like, we should do the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Let's start the skinny jeans trend.
It's like, those are just the worst ever.
Brian said, my nickname in high school was Lumpy. Everyone, even the teachers, called me effing Lumpy because I was fat, except for a few friends that were real in my yearbook. Everyone said, have a great summer, Lumpy.
Oh,
there's
man.
Nothing.
Even, even when your teacher is like giving you guff.
Well, getting a nickname that you don't like is possibly the worst thing that could happen to a young person in school, right?
Did anyone here have nicknames that they didn't like?
There was a time that didn't stick for very long. It was like 1 year that kids called me Big Bird. It was like a third grade because I was like 5'7" in third grade, you know,
oh, man,
weighed 100 pounds, and I had an Adam's apple that looked like Big Bird's beak.
This kid Brian tried to call me Fair the Four-Legged Fart.
And that's too much.
That was too much.
Fart.
Fair the Four-Legged Fart, yeah.
That's too much.
He really tried to make that stick.
He should have just gone with like, you know, you should have just been Fair a Farter.
Fair the Farter?
Yeah. Yeah, just been Fair a Farter, easier, like instead of like Fair a Faucet.
Yeah.
Abbreviate.
Yeah.
Jennifer said my mom wanted me to have a rolling backpack, but didn't want to pay that much, so I got to carry around a small carry-on suitcase at school.
Hell yeah.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What did you get made fun of for when you were a kid in school? And maybe you wanted to just be done with the school year because the kids were being so mean to you. Maybe it happened not just one single school year, but throughout all of elementary, all of middle school, all of high school, all of college, still continuing as you're an adult. Ivan the Blind Mexican said, being blind with big, sexy-ass eyes.
I mean, Ivan the Blind Mexican is he does exude sexiness.
Yeah.
This one, my teeth, they are big. I've grown into them, but damn, they've been the same size since I was 12. And I used to have a nice big space between my two front teeth. It was glorious and gave all of the kids good content.
Did anyone have braces here?
I never had braces.
Yeah.
See, when I was...
I wanted braces when I was...
Did you? Oh, my parents offered them to me and I said no.
Yeah.
So when I
didn't get them until I was older.
When I was in elementary school, so before I had braces, I had to like get this weird retainer thing to like... fix my jaw or whatever.
Did you guys go to school with anyone that had like the whole head?
No.
That went along with it?
Yeah. I think she's too... I think they changed those ways.
Yeah.
Because so she's
maybe,
younger
maybe,
than us.
Maybe
but
like this weird apparatus.
Straight up headgear. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't have that.
So it used to be the thing where it was like if you broke your neck in a car accident. Like you,
the halo. But they were moving your jaw.
Yeah. Well, I think it's something similar to what I had. But the thing is like it made my jaw kind of like go out.
Protrude out?
Yeah. So I had this kid draw a picture of me, like all like,
You intentionally had him draw you like that?
No, like, he just like...
Paint me like one of your French
No,
homes.
Like...
like no, like Rose from Titanic.
No.
Wearing headgear?
I want you to draw me wearing this. Only this.
No, but like he just decided to like put on like... He was passing out papers and he decided to draw me on my paper.
What's that? Nice. What's that young man doing now? You keep up with him?
No, I don't.
You don't? I bet. No. I bet he liked you. He was just lashing out.
Poor Jill said, "I was flat as a board. Boys were mean. LOL." At the time, probably not funny, but now in hindsight, yeah.
Here's another one that comes to us from our text line at 73100. Not really being made fun of, but my name is Richard Pounder. Let your imagination run wild with that.
Oh boy!
I mean,
oh boy. Oh, boy. There's no way around that.
Yeah.
No.
Also, what are your parents doing, man?
Like, they better be, like, 90 or something along those lines.
Still, like, it always surprises me when, like, you're like, oh, my parents, you know, they're just too innocent. They didn't know. It's like, people really that oblivious?
Well,
are you
going to
name your kid Dick Pounder? Like, come on, man.
Well, one of our friends who's been a friend of the show for many years now from Reno, our friend Richard Wood.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that one's not too bad, though. Pounder is worse.
I don't know, unless you go into, like, being an adult star, in which case it is
You're
perfect.
Good.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Everyone got ridiculed as a kid to some degree, right? Got a text here from Deb. She said, "My name, Debbie Flatmo. But I got fat after I quit ice skating for a year, and those bastards used to call me Debbie Fatmo. But I lost 30 pounds when I came back from my senior year, and even my super gay teacher called me Debbie Fat Nomo." That dude would not have a job these days, right?
Probably not.
No.
Probably not.
Not, right? not in this day and age, no.
Brooke said, "I got made fun of for my boobs mostly. Like in junior high, kids just made fun of me because I had boobs and they gave my boobs nicknames.
I also
got made fun of because I was super tall, which is weird because I'm only 5'2", but that was huge for a fourth grader.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was in middle school, my best girlfriend, she was, she had like giant boobs. You've met her, my friend Alexis.
Oh, yeah. Just nonstop.
But I mean, like when
boobs
we were
coming to the room 3 seconds before she
like
does.
we were in like sixth grade and she was like a double D. And then by the time we were in eighth grade, you know, and I just felt so bad for her because that's literally like didn't know her name, but they knew who she was. And it was just like boobs.
I had a friend in elementary school. I think it was like fourth, fifth grade where like her boobs were like huge for like a fifth grader.
Yeah.
And someone said, "Oh, you work at Hooters?" That's not nice.
I always got teased for being the short kid with the curly, goofy fro. Now I'm still short, but I'm bald. And I married a chick who is 6'1". Hello, overcompensation.
Hello.
another one here. Red hair and freckles. After the South Park episode came out, I was the ginger kid who didn't have a soul. "I'm a guy. My name is Kelly, and I have red hair and freckles. Also, I was 12 years old, so nonstop torture. Even teachers would say, 'Isn't that a girl's name?' Because his name is Kelly."
Yeah.
Andy said, "True story. Knew a kid back in middle school who was 6 foot tall, curly hair. It was red, freckles. Big fan of Insane Clown Posse. He was the kid who was constantly picked on. Jokes on the bullies, though. His family won a multi-million dollar jackpot at a casino."
Wow. All the Faygo he can dream of.
Yeah.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Son of a love it mother. It's bleeped. Bull.
Justin is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Justin? How you doing, man?
Woo! 107.5!
Woo!
All right.
Oh, no.
So I'm glad you're fired up to play Bleep BS this morning. Here's how this game works. We're going to play you 3 audio clips. We're going to give you the premise. We'll play you the audio. Then we'll give you the multiple choice answers. We'll play you the audio one more time. You're just trying not to get distracted. Do you, in fact, have a dirty mind, Justin?
Absolutely.
All right. So this game, probably not helped by a dirty mind. Nothing that's being said by any of these people in any of these clips is at all dirty. It just may sound like it is. So, again, try not to get too distracted. You get 2 out of the 3 right, you're going to be a winner today, okay?
You got it.
First up is Ellen, and you're trying to figure out what the occasion is. Here we go.
Okay, so I have been for 16 years. That's about 3,000. A lot. I don't remember them, but I'm told it was enjoyable. We have through the good, the bad, the 50 Shades of Grey phase.
So, you're trying to figure out what's being said here. The occasion is A, Ellen got renewed through 2022. B, Ellen was not renewed. Or C, Ellen is changing the name of her show. One more time with the audio.
Okay, so I have been for 16 years. That's about 3,000. A lot. I don't remember them, but I'm told it was enjoyable. We have through the good, the bad, the 50 Shades of Grey phase.
All right, Justin, which one is it? Is it the fact that she was renewed through 2022, that she was not renewed, or she is changing the name of her show?
I'm going to go with renewed.
Renewed through 2022 is correct. Yes. On the board with one. Well done.
Ellen worth $450 million, according to the interwebs. So getting paid for her show, that's for sure.
Which is still less than that kid in Wisconsin who hit Powerball. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Man. All right, here we go. On to number two, you can actually win it right here since you got the first one right. This is Will Smith, and you're trying to figure out what Will Smith got saved from.
You did have to.
You do. Okay. There's like an hour, and Range Rover pulls up. His Highness in the driver's seat. He goes, "Bip, bip, hey, Will, buddy, come on, let's."
That's it.
Yes. So I hop in the passenger seat, and me and him just off.
What?
All right. So, Will Smith, you're trying to figure out what he got saved from. Was it A, the royal wedding, B, a royal protocol class, or C, Jada Pinkett Smith? One more time with the audio.
You did have to.
You do. Okay. There's like an hour, and Range Rover pulls up, His Highness in the driver's seat. He goes, bip, bip, hey, Will, buddy, come on, let's.
That's it?
Yes. So I hop in the passenger seat, and me and him just off.
What?
So, was it the royal wedding he got saved from, a royal protocol class, or his wife, Jada Pinkett Smith?
What were the first two?
The royal wedding, a royal protocol class.
Royal protocol class? I'm going to go with that one.
For the win, you're correct.
Why would you have to go to a royal protocol class?
Because if you're hanging out with the royal family, especially at the royal wedding, right, you have to do things a certain way. Yeah. It's like a royal etiquette
Isn't
class.
Isn't that kind of dumb?
Yes.
That royals are still a thing.
It's dumb that royals are still a thing and that royal protocol is still like who cares what fork you use first?
What tea to drink first and at what time?
Fork you.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So as you lay down to go to sleep tonight, I want you to think that as you're dozing off, there are mites having sex on your face and on your nipples.
Did you say mites?
Yeah.
On my nips?
Your face,
on your nips.
Your face and nipples are teeming with mites.
Whatever.
Demodex, as they are called, are tiny creatures that live near hair follicles, including the fine, invisible facial and nipple hair on all of us. They feed off the oils on your skin, and they bang it out while you sleep.
All right.
You little creeps.
You do your mail. Just don't hurt anybody.
I just love that EDC is happening on my face while I'm sleeping. Like, I feel like I should put on some music, a little light show or something.
Doesn't that make you kind of wonder if that's like what we are, though, just to some greater being?
I mean, that's kind of what we are, right?
Like, Earth.
If you just... Have you seen This Strange Rock?
No.
It's hosted by Will Smith. It's on Netflix. And it's a series about just how weird Earth is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But they spend a lot of time talking to astronauts who have spent a considerable amount of time in space. And just how when they're looking at Earth, obviously, a much different perspective.
Yeah.
But even when you're in an airplane and you're flying and you see the cars on the road.
It's like little
everyone's
ants.
Stuck in traffic. It's just little ants. Just little nothing. And that's essentially what we are, too.
So we are mites.
Well, no,
Only we're very emotional.
But I'm saying, like, but what if,
what do you
like,
mean you slept with some other mite?
It's over.
But I'm just saying, like, what if we are on, like, some other being, like, the universe?
Oh, like, we're just on some other huge
Mahoney's ass?
We're a mite
Mahoney's of some, like, trailer park alien.
Or a Mahoney's nipple.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I'd prefer to be on the nipple as opposed to the ass.
So you and I, Mahoney, have been big proponents of the smart toilet coming to America. If you go to Japan, the bidets over there are amazing.
The world
and so precise. How did you know where to find it?
The world is lapping us in toilet tech. And that is, you say America's the greatest company in the world. I say not until we get a bidet in every household in America.
We're the greatest company in the world? Is that what you said?
I said country.
No, you said company.
You said company.
You said company. Anyway.
Slip of the tongue.
Yeah.
Right?
So, USA Co.
Engineers at the Rochester Institute of Technology have invented a groundbreaking toilet seat that can monitor cardio activity and predict congestive heart failure. Okay, still waiting for the bidet part, but whatever. The smart toilet seat reads your heart health in three ways, which record respectively a patient's electrical activity in their heart rate, and the volume of blood flowing through their heart. It only takes about 90 seconds of skin contact for the seat to get a reading, and because people go to the bathroom multiple times a day, dumps of data can be reported back to doctors.
My ass is going to give you all that knowledge.
Right now, the seat is awaiting FDA approval, but it'll most likely be available on the medical market in 2021 or 2022. Engineers say they're hoping the seat will cost about $100 a month compared to compared though to the $40,000 cost of a heart monitor implant.
Okay.
So it's for people that have maybe had heart issues or expect that they may have heart issues in the future. It's much, much cheaper than the $40K you're going to have to drop.
This subscription service is getting out of control. You know, Netflix is $18. Hulu, they just raised the prices. Now I'm going to have to pay $100 a month so I can have a smart ass? No. No.
This is the David Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Zing.
Who told you that your heart was going to fail? Some ass. Some a-hole.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the David Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Good morning, guys. Hey, I was just wondering, is there any place that you guys in particular like to frequent? Not a fast food joint, but like somewhere that you dine where the prices are decent and where the food is consistent and you would just recommend it to anybody? All right, let me know. Thanks.
Message deleted.
I feel like Mahoney's going to have a lot of good answers for this. We should do an impromptu.
It's binges and bites.
I would say, for me, if I want something that's reasonably priced, that's not fast food, that's a step up from that, that's going to be good every time, Shake Shack. Shake Shack is, in my opinion, the best burger in America.
Wow.
I think it blows.
And that's coming from a guy who has literally tried every burger in America.
Well, I mean, out of all the big ones, you think about, like, they have, it's like In-N-Out is on the West Coast, Whataburgers, the South, maybe Steak and Shake is considered Midwest, East Coast, White Castle. Mm-hmm. Shake Shack, in my opinion, I've never had a bad experience there.
Okay, so going local, Skinny Fats. I really like Skinny Fats.
That's my choice. I love Skinny Fats.
They have a whole bunch of good stuff that's both, you know, healthy and happy, if you will.
Happy,
They also have a pretty good beer selection now, too. So if you want to go in there and dine, pretty reasonable. I really like the old Smoke in a Bowl, and then the Two Nuts is what it's called.
But have you tried the cookies?
Some ahi tuna. Haven't tried the cookies. Maybe I'll have to do that.
Yeah, do that.
Zest is down in Southern Highlands.
Love that place.
That place is really good. And there's actually Rise and Shine, a breakfast place, is right next to it. That place is my favorite breakfast spot in all of Las Vegas.
Like Southern Highlands area. So I've been Postmating. And it was yesterday. It was the first day. I didn't do it in 4 days. So I did for 4 days in a row. I used Postmates in order from a place that's in that same complex right there.
Other place in that same thing?
Yeah, it's a new place called Mama Bird that's been open for a couple months now, but it's like Southern style cooking.
Okay.
And they have the best chicken fried steak I've ever had in my life.
Wow.
It's the gravy that is just like, I want to just bathe myself in this gravy and just do just horrible things to myself. While the fiance feeds me the chicken fried steak.
Oh my God.
Juan's Flaming Fajitas.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite. No?
Yeah, right.
It's always too busy.
It's, well, because, I mean, I
service is whatever.
I like the food. It's reasonably priced.
Lindo's better.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lindo on Flamingo.
Okay.
The one down on Eastern.
It's meh.
Did I tell you what happened last time I went in Juan's? So, you know how, like, it's always busy in there, and you know, you have to go up to the hostess stand and put your name on the list in order to get a table. My wife is standing there. I'm holding my 3-year-old and just sort of waiting by the door. Sure. My wife is waiting in line to go up to the hostess stand to put her name
baby?
Down. She's holding the baby in the...
Like newborn baby?
The newborn baby in the car seat, so on her arm. And some dude cuts around her and goes to the other hostess to put his name on the list. And I'm like, you're going to cut off a chick holding a baby? So I threw my 3-year-old at him. And she whipped his ass. No, he was huge, so I didn't say or do anything.
But you thought about it.
But what a wanker that guy was. Yeah. Just the worst. But anyway, lots of great places to eat that aren't, you know, like the super high end.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to go like out, Scotch 80 Prime over at the Palms is the one I always recommend because it's so good.
The old-fashioned cart will change your life and will destroy your bank account.
It is so good, but it's...
Oh, God.
You'll regret it in the morning, but in the moment,
you'll feel fancy as hell.
Feel alive.
You pinky up.
You feel alive. Oh, for sure.
We get three of those in, and the next thing you know, I'm just
farting. My honey's farting in the booth.
God, I'm sorry. I've ruined the Palms.
Does anybody just take cash anymore? Everywhere I go, it seems like more and more stores are just turning into credit card only. Like, why? You can make more money by getting cash and not reporting it. Am I going crazy?
Message deleted.
All right, so you're talking about fraud. Okay, yeah, I agree that it's probably a little easier. You also run the risk of people stealing money. How often do you use cash anymore? Almost never for me.
I don't.
Almost never.
I don't carry cash.
Unless I went out gambling the night before or something along those lines.
But like if you go to a restaurant or you go to like the store.
I don't bring cash.
No, I don't either.
Ever. Like 99% of my transactions are with a card. If your service or your place of business doesn't offer a card, I'm on the other end of this. I don't frequent it.
Do you know what I don't like? Is when places don't take all the types of cards. Like if they don't take American Express or Discover, like it's now 2019, right? Like you should, I get that there's more fees associated with it, but because it's such a cashless society, I think you should just buckle down and take all the cards. Yeah.
Well, Costco no longer does American Express. They only take Visa.
The fact that Smith stopped taking Visa is insane.
Really? That's only Visa credit cards.
Right, right.
Though.
But the fact they stopped taking Visa credit cards is insane.
But you can still use your Visa debit card.
It's still nutty.
I don't like if I have to take an extra if I have to make an extra trip for getting cash. It's just there's nothing that makes me more irate.
Nothing.
Nothing, Dave.
Except for when your Postmates food is screwed up.
Then you see white.
Why would you try to bring that up and what make me remember those bad times? It's only happened once.
Dave, I remember this question being posed to Mahoney not too long ago on the seat this hot. But I want to get your opinion. Who out of Mahoney's fiance, Ian's girlfriend, and Sylvia is the most attractive?
Message deleted.
Okay, first off, I'm not in the hot seat, but I'll be happy to answer.
Yeah, I heard your wife was mad at me.
Of course she was mad at you.
Don't do it, Dave.
Of course she
My
was mad
My girlfriend got mad, too.
Of course.
Why would you?
Because you put her last. You put her last.
I said they're all.
And I almost broke up.
I said they're all like 9 and 10.
If you missed the question, somebody called in on the hot seat, and the meanest question we've ever received, they made Mahoney rank my wife, Ian's girlfriend, and Sylvia in order of attractiveness.
No, I thought it was who you would want to be in a relationship with.
No, it was attractiveness.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you said Sylvia is most your type. My wife's like, what the hell, man? And then Ian's girlfriend's furious.
Yeah, your wife obviously has bad taste in men. That's what knocked her a point.
No, I'll answer the question, though. Ian's girlfriend is the hottest.
Yes! Yes!
Then Mahoney's fiance, because she's got her stuff together. And Sylvia, you're just a worn-out old boot. Sorry, old girl.
Mornings on X107.5 with Dave and Mahoney.
I'm still mad that you beat me in the super stupid spelling bee last time we played.
I think you're beautiful, Sylvia.
Oh, thank you.
You're very nice.
Yeah.
You're a wonderful person.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think you're a lovely speller as well.
Oh, thank you.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Man, why you got to ruin it for me? Somebody texted over to the Centennial Toyota text line. Sorry to burst your bubble, Dave, but I've done work in that Rise and Shine restaurant in Southern Highlands multiple times, and it is in the top five dirtiest restaurants I've ever done work in. I mean, I don't care.
I don't believe
the
that.
Bottom of their boot is delicious then. It tastes fantastic.
They have an open kitchen.
Yeah. Have you ever had the little pot of bread? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, they got
damn. I mean, the actual pot that it comes in is scalding hot, but it's like it's raised out of it. And it's like kind of like a little cinnamon roll thing. Yeah. And you dip it in this gooey
cream
little.
Cheese.
That's
oh, frosty. Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
I don't believe that guy. Shut up, Darcy Spears. Nobody,
Darcy Spears, the one that always busts the dirty dining.
That is the worst.
Dirty dining.
That is the worst program. I hate that. You're just so smug. I mean, I get it, you know.
I mean, I don't know. Like, if there's a restaurant that's actually...
I don't know. I just don't like the execution that she does, the way that she does it. Just not for me. It's not for me.
Is it still going on?
Yeah, that dirty dining still exists.
Oh.
How does she do it? I mean, I don't think I've ever seen it.
I mean, it's been a long time since I watched it.
Okay, well, at the time, how
did she like,
do it?
Throw she a handful smug. Of flour she's in their like, face? Oh, your restaurant is disgusting.
Yeah, just smug.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Anyway, I still recommend it. They rise and shine.
They have a new one too.
On Flamingo?
Yeah.
It's not as good.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. No, I ate there like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I've eaten there five times. It's just not as good.
Oh, look at you.
It's just not as good. I don't like it as much.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
It's still good. It's just not as good.
You want the dirty.
I want that nastiness.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news.
So Guns N' Roses suing a brewery over Guns N' Rosé beer. Come on, that's a great name. That's a great name for a beer. You know whoever's sitting around drinking, and they came up with Guns N' Rosé, thrilled that they had, well, Guns N' Roses is not so thrilled. That's a Colorado brewery, and they're...
Oscar Blue.
Yeah, and then Guns N' Roses saying that they're piggybacking off the fame of the band, and they're using it to sell beer and merchandise. So
it's a pun.
The band filed a trademark infringement lawsuit, and we'll see whether or not the beer actually gets shut down. But the band wants a court order blocking the brewery from misappropriating its name, destroying the products, and turning over the profits from Guns N' Rosé and other monetary awards.
Shut up, Axel.
Yeah, shut up. Don't need any more plastic surgery, buddy. Lay off.
Yeah, he doesn't look good.
And he sounds terrible. He sounds bad, too.
Everything about, I don't know what happened in there. Maybe it was all the drugs, but...
He can't hit those high notes.
He has gone off the rails hard. Yeah. So you probably saw that video footage of the RV chase that was happening in LA a couple days ago.
That was gnarly.
So the chick stole an RV and then ripped half the front end off. There's two dogs in the RV. One's like, I'm out of here.
One jumps out.
Jumps out of the RV after half the front gets ripped off.
If your dog is bailing on you on a police chase,
it's over, man.
You have done something wrong. And then they plow into a car back. Like, could you imagine? You're getting ready to go to work. Just backing out of here. And then you get run over by a half ripped open RV.
It's a crazy situation.
Oh, just crashed right into the tree. Took off the whole front of the motorhome. See the dog right there trying to jump out. The dog, no, don't jump out. Dog jumped out. On the ground, stay with the dog. Yeah, we're going to go under the 101. He looks like too much speed. Got cars coming off the up-ramp. Oh, no! Oh, just destroyed that car. And now they're calling the ground units off to quit chasing this guy. Because the way he's driving, he just completely smashed into that car. Coming up to a T-intersection here. Oh, he gets off the side of the road and right into the house. Hit the tree, almost rolled over. And he's out on foot running. And he has a dog in his hand. Dog's running with him.
Okay, first off, it was a woman. As a man, I don't appreciate you as just assuming that it was a man behind the wheel. How dare you sexist.
Well, you don't know how that person identifies, Dave.
Yeah.
No, I do. It was actually a woman.
No, I mean, that's like, genetically.
What about the inside?
But yeah, you don't know how she identifies.
Mm-hmm.
No, I do actually. Yeah, I saw.
Yeah,
they
definitely.
Yeah, they interviewed her. Yeah, they
definitely
talked to her.
Identifies as a woman.
Stop being
God.
How dare you, Mahoney? This person is obviously somebody who is coming after men and everything that we stand for. And you're taking up for them. Yes. You feminist.
Gross.
So highly religious couples have better sex lives than their secular counterparts, according to a new survey.
What, some is it 30 they're always calling out God's name.
Oh God! Oh God! Yeah. She's not really into you. She's just trying to pray, and you're interrupting her.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X 107.5.
Now they said that 38% of married women and 33% of married men in highly religious relationships say that they have a strong connection with their spouse when it comes to having sex.
Okay.
Whereas it's only 23% and 20% for those that are in more secular relationships.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
All right, let's do this thing. Here's today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
I found some Jervos, but they were white ladies' jeans.
Hell yeah.
I still wore them. I confidently strutted into grade.
I like the baggy.
Feeling good.
How did those go?
How did they go over?
Yeah.
Not great. What grade was I in when I found my white ladies' Jervo jeans that I was so proud of, and I rocked them multiple times, and I really shouldn't have. I do remember they got very dirty, though.
Well,
they were white jeans. And growing up in Minnesota, lots of snow and dirt and all that stuff all over the place. Rural Minnesota, not great for white jeans. I see why they were donated by whoever that rather large lady was.
Maybe she was just thick.
Yeah, she
got a badunkadunk.
Yeah.
Thick
yeah,
with two C's.
Yes, she was. Mm-hmm. 702-791-1075. I can't believe that my parents let me out of the house like that.
Wanted you to learn a lesson, Dave.
Yeah, they're like, let them learn.
I think I did. That was also the same year that I pierced my own ear. You ever do that? My parents wouldn't let me get my ears pierced, and I really wanted to because, that made you a badass.
Yeah.
And I remember I took one of my mom's earrings, and I just jammed it through my earlobe.
Did you ice it first?
It didn't really help. I remember getting it halfway through, and it went through the first part of the earlobe.
Do you still have the scar?
And you feel the back part of the skin. You're like, no, jam it through. Yeah.
Super sanitary.
Yeah. No, yeah, it got infected. Yeah.
You should have just went to Claire's like I did.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did your mom take you?
Did you pick the little earrings?
I was in sixth grade.
Sixth grade, yes.
And I had a peace sign.
Look at a peace sign.
Really?
That's true.
Oh, man. All right, X1075, good morning. What is your name?
Scott.
Scott, what is the correct answer? What grade was that for me?
Sixth grade.
Sixth grade.
Such a common young man's life.
Like, any chicks give you, like, compliments?
No.
Are they like, oh, Dave?
No, they did not.
Hell no. To the no, no, no.
Hell no.
Rough time in my life.
Okay.
I figured it out.
Yeah?
Kind of.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.
Dave and Mahoney, weekday mornings, 6 to 10 a.m. on X1075.